To the South, five borders, three languages. I've left slate roofs and sausage rolls behind. In the empty compartment, the bed stretches out, whiter than home, starched, almost the smell of bottled clouds, shuddering at each unnamed stop, squealing by the late-night sidings. When magenta and chrome yellow hang in the windows, fields colored like cheap calendars taped to a preschool wall, I'll step into the train station and speak its language like a toddler, with a wallet and a full set of keys.